Rekdim Chayorim Klal Lamedches Sif Simon Hay. And the Chayorim says, Avalim Eno Mayan Rak Bor Shigurda Boy Make Shaman. If it's not a Mayan, which means it's its own source of water, but rather it's just a gathering of water, of rainwater. So for a person, we need 40 saw. For Kalim Midaraisa, you do not need 40 saw. Mirabanan, you need 40 saw. In regards to Netilas Yadayim, how much do you need? So the Chayyadim says, B'shas Atchak, Mutu Litma Bayadav, Afa Bisha Enba Memso. So we hear, it's Mechogaz Rishonim, and therefore, Tefillas Yadayim works, but you should require 40 so. If you do not have an option of having 40 so, it's a Shas Atchak, then you can be Mekel and use it even though it doesn't have 40 so. Mishnah Berurah says, but in that situation, when he does get an opportunity later on to wash his hands, he should wash his hands if he's continuing to eat bread. But he would not make a bracha. Okay. So it comes out that this one opinion holds that Lamaisa, Natilas Yadayim, or I'm sorry, Tevilas Yadayim is more makel than Tevilas Aguf of a person. And we're making than Tevilas Kalim, Mirabonon, that the whole idea of Tevilas Yadayim, you can be making even less than 40 sot according to that opinion. Now, the other difference between a mikvah and a mayan is the law, whether it's moving or not. That's referred to in halacha as a din of zeichlet, the Torah describes a snake which is moving on the ground, that it's zeichel of the oritz. So that movement is referred to as zeichel. So a mayan is kosher when it's moving. A mikvah is not kosher if it's moving. That's a psul d'oraisa. Very relevant in a mikvah. If there's at one point there's a crack, and therefore the water of the mikvah is flowing, the mikvah is possible for tefillah. Okay, now, but we said over here that we're being lenient in regards to Tevilas Yadayim. You don't need 40 so. So what about regards to the Lach of Zeichlin, that this issue of the fact that it's moving, are we making on that as well? That's what the Chayyadim then addresses. It says, V'davka k'shei mechunosim bebor. This that Tevilah will work for a mikvah gathering of rainwater is only if it's stationary. It's not moving. But if they're flowing, even if there's 40 saw in this flow, so Chayyadim says that the suffix in the poiskim whether it works, and the Mishnah points out that the Gros says no, according to everybody, it does not work. It's not even a suffix. So in regards to that halacha of Zeichlin, we're not going to make for a mikvah to which is zeichlim to be acceptable. Okay. Now the next issue which the Chayyadim deals with, the psulei mikvah, normally they're considered to be, there are seven psulei mikvah. The number one, that it has to have 40 saw. Number two, that it has to be stationary. Number three, that the water cannot be in the air. I think I want to correct it. I think we mentioned one of the Shurim, the idea that you can have a wave of water which comes from the Yama. Yama is considered like a Mayan in some sense. So a wave of that water which will detach itself is acceptable, but it's only once if it will land on the person while he's on the ground. There's the water basically is on the ground. But if he will sort of raise himself to be terrible in it while it's in the air, it doesn't work. It has to be in the ground. The water cannot be inside of a kli, and the water cannot be mayim shubim, which means it was inside of a kli. There's the din of shini mara, which you mentioned, and the last issue is halacha of havaya ayirei tahara. Whatever process you're doing to bring the water to this place of the tefillah, all of that has to be done in a way that something which not something which would potentially be roided mekabel tuma is not acceptable. So we discussed the idea that something which is put into the ground as a block of wood and then it's carved out. It never had a den of a kli while it was detached, so it's not considered a kli now. So therefore, it would be considered a al yadei tahara. So those are the seven tanoim. So the other one I want to know where we said we're being make in regards to the possibility of zeichlin is maybe acceptable. What about the din of mayim shuvim? Okay, mem saw shuvim bekarka. The Rambam ain matilim ben yadayim. The Rabbi matilim. So if the water is mayim shuvim, but it's bekarka, so that really deserves a little more explanation. But we'll leave that for the next year. Have a good day.